So you kind of hear that Kenny was having, and you see what happened? You get a little bit sick to your stomach. I know you got to move on and all that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if sick to my stomach. I feel bad for him, you know, but he'll bounce back. I mean, it happens in there, and so just, you know, you just hate to see things like that, but it happens.
Is there anything you could have done? The TV copy is just, there's so much going on in the wash there. I couldn't see it. I haven't watched the coach's tape yet, but was there anything he could have done to avoid that?
No, I don't think so. I think he was just sitting there engaged with the guy and just football.
Speaking of trying to avoid things, the roughing the passer on Lowry, is there anything differently he could have done there?
You know, when you can lower your target a little bit when you hit a quarterback in the helmet, you're going to get called for it. Can lower his hand a little bit, you know, but when you're swiping for the ball, you know, sometimes football happens out there. You know, I mean, it's not like he was, you know, purposely trying to hit him in the head. He's trying to swipe at the ball right there, and his hand just comes down, and maybe lower your target a little bit.
What do you think of your depth without Kenny?
We'll be okay. I mean, we got good players. I think Montrevious has really, in the last month, made really good improvement. He's working his butt off. Quinton's a good football player. Mike is. Dean is. We'll battle in there. I mean, we can't, you know, can't worry about it.
For your guys, what is the challenge with going up against Bell?
Bell, just like most teams, you got to be disciplined. He's got that unique running style. You got to be disciplined in your gap, get off blocks, and, you know, don't take chances with him because he's got that upright style, and when he sees somebody make a mistake, he can exploit it, and he can burst right out of that stance very quickly, and that's what makes him unique.
Turbo, what do you think you can get out of Adams, and what have you seen kind of in the last couple weeks?
Yeah, I think the full boat. I mean, he's improved his run play, improved his rush ability. You know, the guy missed a ton of training camp, and he's been getting offensive work, or when the offense goes, he's been playing the defense against him, and when we go, he's been doing our stuff. So he's getting double duties here the last month. And I think he's really starting to come on. So we'll find out. We'll see him in a game situation. But in practice, I think he's improved.
We haven't seen him much, obviously, Adams. Is he still just kind of recovering from all that time he did miss?
I think the big thing with him is just, you know, when you come in from college and you get the fundamental work and you don't get it, I mean, you can do what you want in OTAs and you can get better at it, but there's nothing like live work. With his injury, he wasn't able to do that. So now he's getting double duty. So I think he's improved tremendously since the time he's come back until now. And like I said, we'll see him in live action. We'll see if that carries over.